Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
The top four teams in each conference will claim automatic berths in the first round of the playoffs. They will play intra-conference round robins to determine their respective seeds in the first round.
This really screws the Bruins. Let's say that the Bruins lose all three of those round robin games. They're still ahead of all those teams on point.
The fact that two-thirds of the teams are in the playoffs for the NHL is ridiculous.
I fear for an NHL player's life. Some guy's going to get sick. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a death.
There shouldn't be any sports at all then, if you're making this point.
This is a Rorschach test.
I'm going to show you some pictures, and I want you to tell me what they look like.
Either you see somebody who is making $8 million to play a game for a few months at a time, or you see a guy who just got asked to take an 80% pay cut. They are uniformly together on this in the idea of outright rejecting this proposal from Major League Baseball.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Welcome to the pandemic, MLB players, MLB owners. Welcome to the pandemic. See, what happens in a pandemic is everybody shuts everything down, and then people get furloughed, people get laid off, people take big pay cuts. That's what you do. That's what you do when you either decide. You make a decision. You either sit there and say, we're not doing it. I'm not going there. I'm not going to play that game. Or you just move on and you make the best of it. Christian and I, and Lou in a few minutes, because in a pandemic, sometimes you lose the line in your house and you've got to run into the station to try to make up for it. But you just move on in a pandemic, right? You move on.
Well, no, I think there's degrees to the pandemic. Oh. Almost like with alcoholics, you know, like you have to admit that you have a problem.
Wait a minute.
You have to.
You're comparing this to alcoholism?
No, it's the stages of pandemic, right? Yeah. So right now, I'm trying to figure out acceptance. I'm in the acceptance phase right now, but that's usually where it should end. But I think I'm going to start over again with the angry phase. I think I'm going to loop around. I think I'm going to do a full lap. I'm going to start with anger, you know, sadness, regret, all that other stuff, acceptance. I think I want to start over with anger again. And I think that's what some of the Major League Baseball players are going through. I think they're in the anger phase right now. They're in I'm pissed off phase. They will eventually get to the acceptance phase once they realize that how unbelievably close they are to not doing anything this year. That's a hardcore reality.
So you think they give in? You think they give in and come back under these terms?
I don't think they're going to be under these terms. That's the thing. I mean, this is flat out negotiation 101.
Well,
you come with your hardest, biggest, stupidest offer, and the other person says, and the other person's response, it's textbook. You're supposed to get really angry, and you don't believe in me, and this is crazy. I would never do this. It's all posturing.
Yeah, it's not posturing in a pandemic.
You can look.
The business model has changed dramatically. It's a totally different world, and they're not accepting of it. And listen, I'm not sitting here crediting the owners, because the owners are playing these players like a fiddle right now. They are making them look like total idiots, gluttonous idiots, and they're playing them because I don't think many of these owners, and you're already seeing it with Oakland. Oakland is just cutting staff, cutting this, cutting minor league, cutting this. What are they doing, Christian? They're getting ready to shut down because a lot of these owners are looking at it saying, I'm not doing this. I'm not taking this loss.
I wouldn't look at Oakland as a guide to see what they're doing because Oakland doesn't have any money. At least
The Angels are doing very similar things. They're doing very similar things.
So you think they're nesting for the end of the season?
I think most of these owners are looking at it saying, under these numbers, we're taking a bath to begin with. we are not going to take a bigger bath. Because what people don't understand is your schedule has been cut in half. You've lost all the fans. And by the way, you may not have the fans for 2021. Then on top of that, you've lost half of your regional baseball rights fees. And oh yeah, let me give you one more caveat to that. And that is that if I'm one of these regional TV companies that is giving you millions and millions of dollars, I've got to let you know we don't have sponsors now.
So sponsors
have all gone bye-bye. We don't have money.
So you're telling me that this is all just a one big act. This is all them
it's going
through the motions. Hold on. Let me finish. So you just think that the owners are throwing out the craziest, most unrealistic option for the players, knowing that they won't take it.
No.
But if they do take it, it actually saves them. So they make it really difficult for the players to say yes on purpose because they really don't want to do it.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying this is bad.
It's a pandemic? Really?
See, the difference is...
We know it's bad.
See, here's the difference, though. And everybody's trying to group them together, and you can't. The NBA players have already gotten, 75% of their pay. NHL players, same thing. The NFL hasn't even started yet, and nobody has mentioned in the NFL offices on Fifth Avenue about cutting anybody's pay right now, even though they're probably not going to have fans. Matter of fact, they're telling people they're going to have fans right now. Maybe they're using that as advice that when they don't get fans, they come back to the Players Association and say, hey, guys, we need some help here. We can't get fans in the stands. But baseball is a totally different animal, totally different fruit. They haven't played a single game.
Different fruit.
No money has come in. None. Matter of fact, they owe people, advertisers, that have already bought into promotions that they're having at the ballpark that have probably already given them the first or second payment. It's a whole different world. So I don't think anybody's playing games other than the owners are smarter than the players. And in the public out there, they are playing them. They are playing them.
Okay, hold on. Stop for a second, because you like just completely vomited all over the microphone just now. So the first thing, here's what I think they're doing. I think that this is typical ownership, player negotiation in Major League Baseball. What I think they have done is, because I do think they want a season, because there's optics manned, and then there is financial, security. There is them recouping some of their money. Not all of it, but some of it. So what I think they're doing is they're taking these big name guys based on this, and we'll break down the prorated salary situation for the players, who makes what, who gets screwed, who takes the biggest hit. We'll do that for you. Glenn will do that for you in a second. But I think they're pitting the big name players against the rest of the league. I think they're targeting, because they know that it's they can more likely convince the lower end middle wage type players to come back because they need it more.
I agree.
As opposed to the upper end, which is a very small minority. Because I would say, how many of these guys make over $20 million? Not a lot. I'd say, I'm just going to call it 10% of the league makes a big chunk of the money, the stars. So I think that's what they're doing. They're almost indirectly shaming these big-time players.
They're like politicians.
Into signing. Right. Yeah, here's exactly. They're like politicians.
They're buying votes. So it's the same way when a politician comes out and tells you, we're going to cancel all your student loans. We're going to have free colleges. We're going to have this. They're buying votes. All right? They're going for a certain contingency out there in which they know they can get those people to vote for them. And that's what the owners are doing. You're right about that. So they're going to the middle guy and the little guy and going to him and saying, hey, we're not going to hit you as badly as we're going to hit Mike Trout. We are going to wallop Mike Trout. He's only going to make $7 million. He was scheduled to make $35 million. You're right. That's what they're doing. But I don't think this is in any way like any normal negotiation. The world has been turned upside down.
I agree with you. The business model
has been turned upside down. This is, and I keep on reading it, and a lot of the baseball writers are sitting there going, oh, this is normal in the way negotiations work or whatever. In the fact that both sides are trying to present something out there, I would agree with you. But this is not normal negotiations because your whole business model just blew up on you.
I don't disagree with that, but I do think this is the way. When you look at it from 30,000 feet, you sort of go, "This is what the owners always do." They even did it during that. There was some negotiation between the international draft. They were basically pitting international players against the American players, based on what they can get. It's a tactic that they always go to. It's cheap, it's dirty, and it really is kind of lazy when you think about it. Like, you can't have a big boy conversation. You're literally going to try
it's lazy. It's
like,
smart.
I think, to me, as a player, you can say it's smart. My point is, are we going to negotiate during this? You keep talking about how it's unprecedented times.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so are we going to go back to the old, are we going to treat this like a normal labor disagreement? Or are we going to treat it like the worst situation anyone has seen in their lives? Or it's, and that's where the trust comes in, because the fact is that you can't trust them.
Oh, there's no trust.
They're acting like everything is. They're trying to serve you this. Oh, look, we're hurting. We're in so much pain. We lost so much
money.
They're not
lying to you.
You believe that?
Yes.
You think they're hurting.
Both sides are hurting.
I tell you what, a billionaire can recover a lot better than
a
millionaire.
That's a stupid argument.
And a millionaire that's can a recover.
Argument.
No, it's a legitimate. It's stupid the reality
argument.
Of it.
So why don't you
your reality,
do this?
Oh, wait, so I should feel sorry for some billionaire owner who's bitching and complaining about taking a loss in 1 year?
But Christian, that's a stupid argument to say that.
You're like a billionaire. See, that's the problem.
No, I'm not.
You think like a billionaire because you are a billionaire.
Joke.
You have a 15-seat movie theater. You have 15 TVs in your basement.
Yeah, that's
you live on the water.
So
who's your neighbor? Tell everybody who your neighbor is. That's right, Marky Mark.
But just because they have all of this money, just because the owners have this money, do you think that they're going to take their net worth and hand it out and give it to the players when they're not bringing any money in? They're not getting anything for it? I mean, that is such a naive a look at this thing and approach. And I'm going to tell you this right now. You're an ex-player. Who do you think the fans are going to side with in all of this?
Well, we don't have to have this discussion again. It's going to be the owners. It's always the owners.
Why?
At least they can get the story. Unless the players can get the story out and serve it up as simply as possible to the fans.
Well, that's the reason they're going to side
and they can't do it
against the players is because they all work, or they did until we had this pandemic, and they go to work every day, and a boss tells them they have to do this and they have to do that and they have to do this, and they're sitting there going, "What do the players think? This is the real world." The players are living in some imaginary world here.
How many times have I told you that? But the professional players in any sport don't live in the real world.
That's a problem.
It's imagination land.
We're in the real world
okay?
right now. This is a pandemic.
No, but you're asking. You're asking guys. You're asking guys to sit there and they can empathize with what people are going through. Most definitely, they have hearts. But they do something that's pretty special and unique. There's not a lot of people who could do what they do, and they command a certain salary for that.
But it's a dumb argument to sit there and say that the billionaires have more than the millionaires, so therefore the billionaires need to take some of their net worth, they need to sell off their stock so that they can give it to the millionaires, who, by the way, are not going to perform at the same level they were performing at before. It's not their fault. The conditions have changed. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're not going to have fans. And the TV networks are looking at it saying we can't sell the commercials, so we're going to have to redo our contract as well. So everybody's redoing their deal, and the players are sitting there saying we don't want to redo the deal. All right, we'll give you the numbers.
You know what this means?
That Christian
you know
was
what this
just
means?
What is that, more Mike
that
and
noise?
Ikes? Is that Mike
that
and
means
Ikes?
Go to a break. I got to have some candy.
What kind of Mike and Ikes are those?
These are awesome.
Oh, those are
these
the strawberry
are
ones,
red,
the red ones, the different berries?
Red Rageous. Oh, they're so good.
When are you going to admit that you have a problem with candy consumption?
I think I do. I thought if for one point in time during this pandemic, I thought I was becoming an alcoholic. Now I think I'm a candy-holic.
Really?
I'm thinking I'm a candy-holic.
But
yeah.
It's all
I just
Mike
keep changing
Ike,
my vices.
And raisinets. We'll give you those numbers. If you haven't seen them and you haven't heard them yet, we'll give you what the owners have proposed. And then Lou is now in the studio in Boston, so he's going to join us as well. 617-779-7937. Who are you siding with in this Major League Baseball conflict? The owners or the players?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On Twitter,
at Lou Berloni.
I obviously agree with Lou.
But what? I don't know what the hell I even said.
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
Listen, this is not just the highest paid players who, under MLB's proposal that was given to the Players Association on Tuesday, would see the largest pay cuts. This filters all the way down to the lowest levels. Every player who comes up believes he too someday could be a $35 million a year player. And he sees the amount of money that Major League Baseball is asking those players to take via pay cut on top of the 50% pay cut they already were going to take via a prorated salary. And this, Scott, has galvanized the players. They are uniformly together on this in the idea of outright rejecting this proposal from Major League Baseball.
That's Jeff Passan last night on ESPN with Scott Van Pelt. Lou's in the house.
What's up,
right,
boys?
Now. First time Lou's been in the studio.
I know.
For a while.
I know.
So how different
issues.
Is it?
We had last minute issues. We had all day long work. Cable, internet, out in the street in front of my house. So it was nice. I came in here. It was beautiful. These two guys look bored.
It's a different world out there. A different Jesus. World. So let me give you the numbers that Jeff Passan has thrown out there.
Okay.
And this is interesting, too. I find this fascinating that the players made sure, or rather the owners made sure, and the players have making sure that all of this information gets out to the public. Lou said this right from the get-go when we first started talking about Major League Baseball. Every one of you just shut up. Do all the negotiations behind closed doors. People are starving. People are in trouble out there. There's a major virus infecting people. Shut up. None of them to listen to him, and he's right. And this is why they both look like fools. So here are the potential salary cuts in the Major League Baseball plan. If you're looking at the top end, guy making $35 million is now going to make $7.84. So he writes under the formula, Mike Trout, who is making $37.7 million, highest full season salary in baseball, would make $19 million on a prorated basis over 82 games. But he would have a base salary of 5.7, though players would be paid only for the games played. Trout could make upward of $2.5 million more under the proposal if the league completes the World Series. Now, it goes down. If you're a $20 million guy, you're now going to get paid 5.15. If you're a $10 million guy, 2.95. $2,736,000. And if you get down to the low end, if you're making $563.5, you're now going to make $262,000. That's it.
Hmm.
That's the deal. And the players are pissed. They don't like it.
Yeah, and they should be. I thought it was typical. You knew that they were going to come out, and you know, I was pissed off reading a few articles today. Drellick and Rosenthal, the headline is, now it's up to the players whether the season's going to start or not. Those guys are so in the freaking tank of the owners. I don't know, they have back pockets. Like, it's unbelievable. So they give out some bull crap proposal that the players are never going to agree to, and now it's in the players' spot for them to sit there and say, gee, let's see, 20%? And all they did was really just trying to break up the union. Trying to put the high-priced players against the low-priced players. And I tell you, it ain't going to work. Because as you heard, that was Jeff Passan coming out of break. And somebody sent me an article that Maz wrote I thought was all off. because it's talking about how the union only protects the older, you know, the superstars. Well, they want their superstars played. But the great thing about the union is that the young players, they sit there and they see what's going on and they say, you know what? They're out to protect me because I'm going to be that player. They're out there to go a Super 2 so I can hit arbitration sooner and free agency and trying to get rid of this luxury tax crap. So when I get the free agency, I'll make my money. So the younger players will stick with the older players. They always have, and I think they always will.
You might be right, and Passan might be right, that the younger players, especially with their agents, might be sitting there, agents explaining to them exactly what you just explained, that eventually they want to be that $35 million guy. Christian sounded like he was angry. You sound like you're angry. I hate to say it.
I'm just pissed.
I'm not. I totally agree with Rob Bradford in this one. I think there's apathy out there, and I think Major League Baseball is in trouble. They have about a week to put this thing together, because if they're not playing games by the 1st of July, the NBA, the NHL are going to get a leg up on them. NFL's going to be all over it in September, and Major League Baseball is going to get squeezed out. They got a week to get their act together to stop all this bull crap and trying to attack each other and throw numbers out there. Nobody, under the situation that everybody is dealing with, nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. They're wasting their time. And you guys might be angry. I'm apathetic. I'm looking at it going, good luck to you. If you can't understand what the world is faced with right now and how all the numbers have changed and your business model is not the same and the two sides can't work it out,
show me.
Good luck to you.
Show
good
me.
Luck.
Just show me.
Yeah, you can ask for the books. Well, I don't mind them asking to look at the books. I don't have a problem with that.
The union asked the owners for the books.
It took them about
10 days to send them something and it wasn't complete. It wasn't everything. They don't trust these guys. You said the playoff
then good
pool
luck to them,
of $200 million if there's a World Series? What do you think the owners make if there's a World Series? You know what I mean? So, great, we get through the season, we get a World Series, we give the great players $2.5 million. Everybody else, you guys might get, you know, depending on where you are and the scale, you might get $250,000 back or $100,000 back or whatever it is. $2.5 million. Okay, you're Mike Trout. I mean, you just took away, $28 million. You're going to give me $2.5 because we have a World Series on Fox?
What you're doing, and a lot of other people are doing it.
Why is it only $200 million? How much money are you going to make in TV deals for the playoffs?
Well, you're going to throw me back scraps. We don't know.
Yeah, because why? Because they
don't know
tell
what
you,
the economy is going to look
they don't
like
tell
at
you
that
anything.
Point. But see, you're acting as if this is a normal situation and a normal labor negotiation.
No, I'm acting because I don't trust owners. I don't trust owners.
Okay, that's fine. You're an ex-player. I get
never
it.
Have.
I understand that.
They never have.
What I'm telling you is the loser, because you love the game, okay? The loser is going to be Major League Baseball, the game itself. The public is going to churn on Major League Baseball. There are a lot of other things they can do. And matter of fact, over the last 3 months, they've found new things that they never thought existed in life. And they're going to work around Major League Baseball. Trust me, the league, the players, the owners, they're all making a gigantic mistake in not talking. And you said this right from the beginning, Lou, privately, work it out. Shut up. Don't tell us about money and how you're pissed off because you're going to take less.
Doesn't it really turn into almost like a game of chicken, you know? But using emotions,
yeah,
perception as their weapons. Because I'm with you,
not
Lou, and it has
to
nothing
do
to do. Okay, so why are you focusing your energy on the players then? Hey, it's not the time to do it. Why don't you, Glenn, focus some of your attention towards the owners? Say the same thing to the owners. No, you're not. Every time you make a response. You mentioned
you're
the players.
You're not listening to me. You're
no,
listening
I am.
To
no,
half
I'm, no,
what
I'm, no,
saying.
I'm. No, I'm. No, I'm. No, no, no.
No, what you want to do is you want
both
the owners.
Of your mouth.
No, you want the owners to go into their bank account and open it up and take the money out and just give it to the players because you're an ex-player and that's what you think is an ex-player. Owners are not going to do that. So there's got to be revenue coming in, and then the owners have to take a lot less of the revenue that's coming in
because the conditions have changed.
It's real simple.
The owners had an opportunity to do the right thing and open their books. They did, but not all the way. You're right? So here you have an opportunity. It's a trust fall. You have an opportunity
you don't trust them.
For us to trust
well, then,
you, and then you
then
screw us on the first attempt.
Where does it really leave you? You're not going to play, Lou. They've leaked out information about how much money they're going to lose. Okay, they leaked out $440 million in amateur spending, okay, the draft and international signing. In March, they already agreed to only spend $16 in the draft. Pay each kid $100,000, period, end of story. You can't make any more than that. So they're claiming they're going to lose 440 when they already agreed to only lose 16 International signing bonuses, let's tack on another 24 for the entire league. So $40 million. Meanwhile, they're claiming to lose 440. You trust that? This is the issue. Yeah, it's messed up. I'm pissed off at both sides because they haven't figured this thing out, and I'm not sure it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to have baseball.
They're not going to have
baseball. I still don't feel that way.
Yeah, they're not.
But the fact that everybody is sitting there siding with these billionaires, like the ones out in Oakland, who've decided that at the end of this month, June 1st, they're going to cut off playing minor leaguers $400 a month. Right. You people are siding with that guy who decided to, rather than spend $1.2 million to get his minor league players $400 a freaking week, he decided not to. He doesn't want to spend $1.2 million on his organization, his future, his franchise. And that's the side you guys want to hang out and party with? I don't understand it. Listen, they're both messed up. I get it. But there's only one side that's taking heat. Only one side. I don't get it. Yeah, great. They're spoiled athletes. All right, what about the freaking 200-foot yacht? Are they spoiled owners? I get it.
Yes.
But they don't want to take any heat. You know, the last 4 years, salaries have not gone up, yet baseball has gone up in revenue the last 4 years to a record-setting $10.7 billion.
Well, the value of teams have gone up.
And they haven't paid more money in salary.
Right.
They hide behind the luxury tax. You're talking about here in the Red Sox. They don't want to go over. We could talk about all the stuff in the draft, but listen, the teams don't want to spend the money. They've squeezed out players. They've squeezed out veterans. They wait till February and get them for nothing.
All legitimate.
And this has been going on for four years, and you're telling the players to trust that?
You're griping.
That ain't happening.
But you're griping in the middle of a coronavirus that has changed our world forever and changed it like we never and nobody ever anticipated.
Who is griping? Who is?
I just said Lou is sitting there and is making legitimate points. Under normal conditions, if this were a normal negotiation, I would say to Lou, you're bringing up valuable points. They're worth hearing because he's right. The owners are squeezing them. The owners have played this game.
Here's the problem.
You got about a week to get this together. That's what you have.
Now, here's the other problem. I think the biggest issue is that neither side wants to take a major hit. Like neither side
they're
wants to be like,
okay,
I know, but it's weird. It's like this is weird. You're not going to get one over on me. Neither side wants to get screwed, and it's usually the players.
A hit, Christian.
Forget about that. Think more of the psychology of really anyone who doesn't like to be taken advantage of, Glenn. You don't like to be taken advantage of, especially in a time like this. So to me, that is the biggest problem. I think all the players are willing to take a cut. Whatever that cut needs to be, we'll take it. But what I won't do 78%. Is allow you to take advantage of the situation and cry, poor me, and I know you're losing money.
Then you're not going to
play
baseball.
I know you're losing money. Well, then you know what? Then we're not playing baseball.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, so we're just
good
two
luck.
Kids throwing
good
sand
luck.
At each other in the sandbox.
Good luck. And if you think the game is going to be better in the long run, the game's going to be a lot worse.
No,
let's get to the phone calls. People want to talk about this. Jeff is in Rhode Island. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Jeff.
Hey, first let me say, Christian, I love you, but you pissed me off yesterday with that Damian Lillard thing about just saying not to go to work when in most places, and I can speak for my company, where if the workforce, if the company itself is doing everything they can to make the workplace as safe as possible, and an employee says, well, I don't feel safe, then you're refusing to go to work, and that's a no-call, no-show. And they've terminated folks in my place for that reason because they feel that they figured that they're going to be able to cash in on all this money.
Okay, well, hold on, because I agree with you, but my point was, in order to to avoid the optics and the heat that a player would get, you better lie about your reasons. Don't say you're just not going to work. You better say I'm afraid of that. I don't agree with him. I'm just saying. That was a discussion about optics and how was he going to look. I said, if you want to get away with it, just blame it on coronavirus. But go ahead.
Right, but it's crazy now with the baseball players and the owners, and I agree with Glenn totally. It's, if this was regular negotiations, people can understand what's going on. But you've got 40 million people that are unemployed, furloughed, taking pay cuts, doing extra duties just to keep their job going. And I think everyone's very emotional about all this.
Right.
And
they don't want to hear it.
I don't think, I go home, I don't want to hear my girl say, can you believe these guys? She's laid off right now. Can you believe these guys? They're bitching about this. And I'm home, not getting paid, not to do my job, schooling two children. And people don't want to hear that. I think
they don't. You're right. They do not want to hear it. I mean, when you hear that a guy that's making $30 million is now going to make $7 million. How does that elicit any sympathy from the public out there?
I get it. It's not going to. I told you they should have kept this thing private. But obviously they're not going to. But there is another side of it. So you feel sorry for the billionaires.
I do not feel sorry for the billionaires.
Well, he does.
I'm not trying to run a bake sale for the billionaires. I saw one of these texts. That's ridiculous. The owners have taken risks. The owners are losing money. If you don't believe the owners are going to lose money on this, they're going to lose money. Now, can they recoup it 5-10 years down the road when they try to sell the team and the team and baseball gets back and the team is worth more? Absolutely. But the problem is what people think is that billionaires are just going to go into their safe or go to their bank. They're going to take a bag of money and they're going to bring it out and say, okay, here's my net worth. Here's my wealth. I'm going to hand it out to you. They are running a freaking business. There's got to be a revenue stream and there's got to be a way that you run the business so that it is fairly run. That's what you have to do. They're laying people off that are staff members. Those staff members are not making $7 million. Those people are getting laid off. I mean, it's just a bad time to do it.
Listen, they're gonna figure this financial thing out. But to ask a guy to take 8% pay cut, in you know, guys like Trout and Gerrit Cole, and not defer any of that money to get it back at some point when they get their money back, pretty much, I think is ridiculous.
Well, that's what you should do.
I think it's ridiculous.
You're the Players Association, what you should say is, okay, we understand the cash flow is not good.
Well, the owners
for
don't
the
want
owners
to defer.
Right now. So what you do is you say, okay, I'll take the $7 million now, but I really want to be paid $14 million, and so you have to give me an extra $7 million, and you can pay it over the next 3-4 years.
Yeah.
That's how you do it. That's how you work it out. And maybe they come to that type of agreement.
The frustration I have, I'm just as pissed that you know the players out there publicly talking about it because I agree. Nobody wants to hear it. The frustration I have is that people, when they're talking about this, they're only mentioning one side. And they got it way off base. I'm reading Shaughnessy's article. I wanted to crumple the damn thing up and piss all over it, to be honest with you. I mean, it was so off base. And it's like the classic. It's just like no thought whatsoever. You know, if the NBA and the NHL are close to playing, why can't Major League Baseball figure it out? Well, where should I start, Dan? Those guys have already been paid. They're talking about playing in bubble cities.
Can't compare.
These guys are actually talking about staying in their homes and flying around on the East Coast, going to hotel to hotel to hotel. It's not a bubbled city. They got so many more protocols,
which is another
regulations
problem,
yeah. that I don't know how right. the hell they're going to handle.
They're not.
And no one's asking LeBron James to take a 78% pay cut.
Right.
Because if it does happen, let's just say the NFL, I don't think they can, they will because their TV contracts are so enormous. But you don't think some of these players are going to sit there and say, "Hey, your base salary of $20 million, we want to give you $4 million"? You think players would sit there and say, "Yeah, let's do what's best for the country"? Do you really think that? Like the baseball is so different than any other sport. You can't compare.
There's no question. You can't compare.
Why are the baseball players bitching about money and why the NBA aren't? Because they've already received 90% of their pay.
So let me just throw
figure
that
it out.
There. That's the difference, though, and people have to understand that the NBA and the NHL players have already received the majority of their pay. They're going to go into playoffs, and the owners will do whatever they can to get into the playoffs. Why? Because the players don't get paid in the playoffs. They only get a playoff share.
So it's not even financial for them.
Right, exactly.
No, it's future finances, but it's nothing to do with money in the pocket right now.
Correct.
You got mama screaming in the background about the paycheck. And those guys are all set.
Got to pay the bands.
Baseball isn't. They're trying to figure out how to play 82 games up and down the East Coast, and how much are they going to get paid for?
Trust me, though, baseball players are not going to get sympathy out there. Here's Jerry in New Hampshire. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So I'm probably one of those minority people here that, this whole situation has really turned me off of baseball. I really don't care if it ever comes back. What really irritates me is, yes, I can see both sides, but you know what? The owners are the employers, the players are the employees. If my boss told me to keep my job, you know, can you take a pay cut? Sure, I'll take a pay cut. But if I was making $10 an hour at a Walmart and they said, you know, we've got to pay you $5 an hour. Now that's an insult and you can't do that. But somebody, obviously, you've got to be able to live on $7 million a year. And the players should actually come back for the good of the country. I mean, the country's hurting. This isn't going to last forever.
Reese, too.
You know, show people that you care about the country and you're playing for the love of the sport. And it's not all about the almighty dollar.
I'm telling you, he's going to have the prevailing opinion right there. by most of the fans. That's how they're going to look at it. Not everybody, but I think a majority of the people are going to look at it. You're right. It's not fair to the players. But what people are looking at is they're looking at what we're dealing with right now. Everybody is sacrificing. So they're sitting there going, oh, these little babies, they're bitching right now because they have to sacrifice and give something up. And that's what you're going to get. And that's why I think Rob Bradford nailed it today. You're angry, Lou, because you know you played in the game. It's a big part of your life. I think a lot of the fans out there, it's going to be apathy. Screw you. We got other things we can do. Good. If this is what you want to do, owners, players, you can't get your act together.
Well,
can't find a
really,
way for everybody to work it out. See you. Goodbye.
There really isn't an easy way to get out of this. And even if they would have, it really comes down to luck. If everyone was pulling straws, they got the worst one. Because NBA, NHL, like again, almost their entire season is played. Football, they get the benefit of waiting to see what everybody else does, and they just get time. Baseball, in the middle of spring training, shut it down. They didn't even get out of the blocks. And then sure enough, they think it's going to be short. I think everything's going to be fine. They agree to a deal. They agree to a prorated deal. And then they have to switch that because it goes longer. If I'm the players, because I do believe this is just a flat-out negotiation. Yes, it's unprecedented times, but it's still a negotiation. And everybody's posturing that way. Doesn't matter, regardless of what's going on. If I'm the players, I come back to them and I say, you know what? I want that original deal. I want the deal. I want the prorated March deal that we agreed to in March, and then go from there. It'll force the owners to act normal, to stop screwing around, to stop stalling, because you said it, Glenn. They are up against the clock because right now they're at a prorated salary on 82 games with the adjustment. So if it was just a prorated salary, they'd be fine. They wouldn't say anything. Hey, you pay me for what I do. But now you're with that prorated value, which is that 82 games. What happens if they don't figure it out and they only have 60 games left? I actually would think that I would be more willing to do 60 games than I would 82.
Lou brought this up.
You want me to come back for less money? I'll come back.
Lou brought this up yesterday. So Major League Baseball needs to get into spring training within the next 2 weeks because they need to start up by the beginning of July. Why? Because it looks like the NBA and the NHL are probably going to start late July or maybe the first week of August. If that's the case, Major League Baseball needs to get the jump and be the first team sport to get back out there where they're going to get some attention. If they can't get back within that window and the NBA and the NHL beat them to it, or Major League Baseball goes without the sport this summer and the NBA not only gets a run at an audience this summer, but changes their entire calendar year, which I think they're going to do effective next season and forever, starting it on Christmas Day and going till August, Major League Baseball will now have to compete against the NHL and the NBA, and certainly in the NBA now, in June, July, August. And then they have to go up against professional and college football in September. Good freaking luck.
Yeah, I think there's a deal to be made. But to tell Trout, you know, you're going to go from 37-6 to 5-7. You know, you're going to take half of that and, you know, you put it at whatever it would be over 82 games, $19 million. I know these numbers are ridiculous. I get it. $19 million, we only want to pay you 5.7 of it? Like, there's a deal to be made, but that's ridiculous in my mind. You want 10%, 15% from some of these guys? You're trying to take 60% from some of these guys' salaries. Like, you know, which, and on top of the already prorated 50. So, no, I don't see it happening.
Well,
these guys
said,
are still going to play 82 games. They're still going to be traveling. They're still going to be, you know, they're going to be judged on this. They got contracts, next contracts. I know some of these guys are good for a while, but I just don't see it. That's just too much. Trying to take too much. And, oh, by the way, if we have a postseason, we'll give you guys $200 million. How much money are they going to make in postseason money if they have the playoffs? To me, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't trust them. They don't trust them.
Well, I don't blame you for not trusting them because I wouldn't trust the owners either in any of this. And therefore, as I said, if I'm the players, I demand to see the books. But I, on the other hand, am not sitting here saying that the owners aren't losing an awful lot of money. They're going to have a huge expense line. They're going to have no fans. Everybody keeps on talking about the regional TV, but I'm telling you, you're already reading it in other industries that regional TV is going to have major problems because when these companies start coming back, they don't have business right now. So there's no need for them to advertise. Unfortunately, we're in a business that relies on advertising, and we're seeing what it's done. So you can't just start playing these games 3 weeks from now and say, oh, all the advertisers are with us. They're not. And that's a major problem. Dallas Braden, by the way, will join us at the top of the hour. Obviously played the game. Think about this one, Christian. One of only 19 players to do something very special in Major League Baseball. Think of that one. See if you can figure that one out. A little quiz before we have a mystery guest. Okay. And he obviously is siding with the players from Barstool Sports. We'll talk to him. We'll get back to your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Are you angry? Is it apathy? And who are you siding with? The owner?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
Would you even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I don't think anyone in our society right now wants to hear about the bickering between billionaires and millionaires. If you're a baseball player, if you're a basketball player, hockey, it doesn't matter what sport it is. At this point, if you have an opportunity to potentially bring the world this amazing content that we're all starving for, why not be that person? No one wants to hear your petty arguments between ownership and players right now. I don't give two sh- about your collective bargaining agreement, and either does anybody else.
That is not an owner. That is not an ex-owner. That's an ex-Major League Baseball player, Eric Burns. And he's sitting there telling you, because he's in the real world right now. And the real world's looking at it saying, we're going through what we're all going through. People are giving up their livelihoods. They're taking big, huge cuts in pay. They're going on unemployment. They're losing their businesses. Who knows if it will ever come back. And we've got baseball players and owners can't figure out how to bring their freaking game back to the ballparks. It's a joke.
Yeah, they brought the fight into the street. They just throwing out their dirty laundry for everyone to see, thinking that it would be a good thing. This is one of those things where you created a monster, you released it to do some job for you. Now you've lost complete control over it.
Well, this is where
it's
I agree with you.
Everything.
This is where I'll totally agree with you guys. The owners are doing this cleverly. I mean, they are basically making the players look like the bad guy. And I always think that's a mistake when you're dealing with negotiations. I remember David Stern years ago when they had a labor impasse, and he wouldn't take any shots at the players. And he basically, when somebody asked him, he finally said, eventually we're going to work this out. They're going to come back. And I need the public to know that I still have great respect for them. And if I sit there and call them names right now, how are you going to believe me when I tell you 6 months from now I have respect for them? But the owners, they're throwing it right at the players right now. They're desperate, and they're throwing it, and they're making them look like the bad guy.
Yeah, they always do.
Yeah, they are. I totally admit
that. They always
do. I'm not trying to take any sides.
They always win.
Mike is in a car. Hello, Mike.
Glenn, you're wrong on this one, and I'll tell you why. Fans are not going to side with billionaires in an instance where everything they do is in fact.
Maybe
some of them are.
Like, I've seen the poll. They're absolutely huge numbers, 80%.
Guess what? If you sign a deal with somebody, and the players and the owners made a deal in March, they would take prorated salaries, and they would get whatever they would get for during the pandemic 2 months, and then they would come together and cash out the schedule. The bad faith from the owners leaking out a craft deal before it even was given to the players was to cut off a leg and to get them to think, take a bad deal.
If you've been listening to me, Mike, I don't disagree with what you just said. On the other hand, the owners are looking at it saying the conditions have changed. The business model that we're operating on has changed. And it has. They're not lying about that.
But they're not opening their books completely.
I agree.
So I don't care. I don't care that John Henry or Steinbrenner can cook their books and pay themselves whatever they want to their network and then end up losing money. Nesson could say, Red Sox can charge Nesson $1 million a game. And technically, the Red Sox would lose money. But guess what? They own Nesson. So they're paying themselves whatever they want to make them look like fans aren't stupid.
Hey, Mike.
And can see through the gymnastics.
Hey, Mike, they don't own all of Nesson. Okay, so they own 80% of Nesson. The Bruins own 20% of Nesson. Okay, so they have to worry about the NHL as well. The Nesson model is a little bit different than some of these other models where they're simply getting money off the regional contract. I'm not sitting here and taking sides with the owners. I'm telling you that both sides right now don't understand. They have about 2 weeks to get their bleep together.
Oh, they understand.
If they don't, it's going to be a disaster.
No, I think they understand. I don't like the way they're playing it out publicly. I'll say that. And I think nobody does. And even Eric Burns, I agree with what he's saying. But, you know, forget about the CBA. I don't know if he was saying that when he was playing. You know, and the owners want a salary cap. And the union will not do that. The owners kind of, and the union screwed this thing up. This is where I look at Tony Clark and say, you better get this thing right. Because they basically have instituted a salary cap, you know, and the luxury tax. So what's happened, again, there's more history here that's never been trusted between the two sides.
No question.
And the fact, like I said before, salaries have not gone up. They have controlled salaries. Okay? They're the superstars, they're still getting paid. We've seen that. But everybody else is getting squeezed out. The salaries aren't improving. Revenues are an all-time high. Every year, revenues have been going up. But yet, the owners aren't spending it on the field.
Yeah.
Teams are tanking. Teams aren't competing. Union's been bitching about it for years. How all these guys are out there, and nobody wants to pay them. You know, because teams don't want to win. So they're protecting their money. They're making more money. And then, I think Scott Boras was the one that said it, trying to privatize your gains and socialize your losses. It ain't going to happen. When you make so much more money, you know, you're not paying the players. You're not giving it back in free agency.
I agree everything you're saying. I also will add one line. It wouldn't surprise me if the owners are trying to bust the union, because that union, as you know, is much stronger than Christian's union or the union in the NHL or the NBA. I'm not denying any of that. You can't do it basically in the midst of a pandemic. The public is not going to be supportive, and if the public's not supportive, you're going to kill the business. You can't do it. And that's why you got guys like Eric Burns, who I'll guarantee you when he in his playing days would have said just the opposite. But he is now out there in the real world as a citizen who's dealing with the same crap that all of us are dealing with. And he's sitting there going, what are these babies doing? Brian's in a truck next up here in EEI. Hello, Brian.
Glenn, how are you?
Good, Brian.
Let me tell you, these guys are a bunch of overpaid crybabies, number one. Okay, let me just tell you something, Lou. Okay, welcome to the real world, Lou. I work two jobs. You think the average guy with a family and two kids can afford to go to a game? No, they can't, because it's what, $8 for a hot dog, $10 for a beer, $50 for a ticket. These guys are overpaid.
Don't forget about parking.
Where does it end?
Brian, when was the last time?
Are Brian, way overpaid.
Hey,
are
you Brian, when was the last time you've been to a Pats game?
I can't afford to go.
When's the last time you've been to a Celtics game? When's the last time you've been to a Celtics game?
Can't afford to go, Lou. All right, I can't afford to go.
So it's all sports. And if other sports are involved in a salary negotiation like this one, then all sports would be reacting the same, right? Or is it baseball a prima donna?
They should all be cut. It's where does the cap stop, Lou? It keeps going up and up and up. Where does it? You're going to price the average Joe right out of the game. They're not going to be able to afford to go to a game. There is no way. And these guys are crying. Well, what's going on in the country about? Oh, I'm only going to make $2 million this year. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't even think it's fair that I mean it's not
the same. It's a different set of circumstances. It's a higher level of pay, and they live in a completely different world. Now, hard for people to understand that why in the world, and I would say it's not like these careers, they do this game, they play this game until they're 60. They have a very small window. Some of them are trying to establish themselves. Now, I'm taking out the 30, 40, you know, those $25 million guys. But I would say there's a lot less haves than there are. There's a lot more have-nots than there are haves.
65% of the league makes $1 million or less.
So, I mean, what are we talking about? That is really, and just to really, let's really break it down. If you want to sit there and talk about how much you really get after taxes, or how much you're going to pay your agent, how much you're going to, for your living expenses, just your basic necessities of life, the bare necessities, huh? There's a song about that.
Can I just tell you, everything you just said, I'm not debating anything you just said.
I know, but there needs to be an explanation.
It's falling on deaf ears.
Here's the thing. It's like
you
the coronavirus, Glenn.
Can't do it
this
with,
is
with
not,
what
these are
we're
facts.
Dealing with.
These,
the
okay,
world has changed.
Fine.
The economy
Hold
has
on.
Changed.
Nobody is saying that they're not willing to take a haircut. Not one of these guys have said they're not willing to take. Not one of them. Here's what most of the public should relate to. Most of the public should be able to relate to the man sticking it to the other guy. Like, really? So fine, I have more money. I'm 23 years old. I make $1 million a year, okay? But I may make it for 3 years and then I'm done. The fact is, big business is lying to little business. And yes, the players are ultimately little business. And you can't trust them. So, and nobody wants to be taken advantage of.
But the public doesn't look at the
I'm
players.
Telling
no, I get it.
But they understand not being
they
taken advantage of.
They don't look at Mike Trout as little business.
No, we listen.
Oh, suddenly these guys are. Suddenly he's got. Oh, one guy out of how many
Mookie
players
Betts,
we leave?
Yeah, I go
40
to a bunch
team?
Of players.
Give me a break.
Guys, they're making $6 million.
You're talking about 20% of the league.
Relate to them when
so
you're going through a pandemic and everybody's losing their freaking job.
20% of the league speaks for the rest, the 80% that has no voice. What we keep talking about, Mike Trout doesn't say a damn word.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the owners should do? Christian, what should the owners do right now?
Open their books.
Okay, I agree.
Defer
their books
money.
Is probably fair. But then what should they do beyond that?
Defer
so let's
the
say
money.
They open their books, and their books say that they're losing a fortune. Do the players just go along with what the books say? Or do the players sit there and say, well, you showed us the books, but that's not good enough. Because we found out the truth, and it's not good for our
No,
side.
You want to take a percentage of my pay. I mean, they're trying to take, Jesus, I don't know. Well, if Trout's going to make $5.7 million instead of $37 million, that's his base?
That's his base. He's going to make another $2.5 million.
If there's a World Series. Okay, right. So I get it. So they want to take, 20%, 80% of his pay? I mean, you want to take, 20, they're already taking 50. You want to take another 15 on top of that, fine. At the end of the year, I want to see the books. I want to see them. And, we have a World Series, and you're making all this TV money and all, whether it's MLB apps and all everything that comes in, put it all in. Prove it to me. And I want my money back. But they don't want to do that. They've already asked them for it. They didn't give them the books.
Bad time to do it.
They kept everything from them.
I'm telling you.
They don't have time to prove their books right now.
Public doesn't
want to. Spend in the offseason.
It's not like media backing you right now. You don't even have the media that supposedly are for the little guy. They're not backing you. And you're on a tight schedule where you need to get this resolved in 2 weeks. Good freaking luck. Dallas Braden is going to join us next. You know the answer to the question? One of only 19 guys to do what in Major League Baseball? Christian?
Be thrown out of the game and hit a home run at the same time.
No. But it was a good choice because he's the type of guy that probably might have got thrown out sometime. Perfect game. Perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect game with the Oakland A's against Tampa Bay. We're doing it all from our Shaw's and Star Market studios, though Lou's actually doing it in Brighton right now.
I am.
From the Shaw's and Star Market studio. Dallas Braden next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!